Hello, dear listener. This is Basement Gaming, episode 45. My name is Herb, and I am joined by my dear cousin Brigham.
Howdy, howdy. Hello.
So this week, we discuss the newly released gameplay trailers for Horizon Forbidden West and Far Cry 6, two highly anticipated next-gen games. If you enjoy the show, please feel free to follow us on Twitter at BasementGaming9 and your podcast listening app of choice. With that being said, welcome to Basement Gaming. Hello there, and we're back.
Hello.
What's up, man? We're back. We took a week off. I was away on vacation.
Well, yeah, yep, yep. Yeah, I was
spent the weekend, Memorial Day weekend, recovering from my vacation.
Nice.
And now we're ready to talk some more games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're actually recording this on Memorial Day. So shout out. Well, Memorial Day for all the American listeners. You know, shout out. Hope you had a great Memorial Day. Thanks, those who served in the military. Thank you for your service. So throw that out there as well. I guess today is also Mother's Day in some countries too. I saw you post something.
It was yesterday.
it was yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, Mother's Day for Haiti, and I'm now learning too in Dominican Republic. Is the last Sunday of May, not the first, like in the United States.
Okay.
I don't know how it is in like Canada and Europe, but.
Yeah, it might be the same for Mexico as well, because I do remember Mexico also has a different Mother's Day. So I think it's kind of interesting how like all these countries have Mother's Day, but they celebrate on different days.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I guess there wasn't a summit to like, hey, let's all have Mother's Day on the same week or something.
Yeah, maybe take that to the UN, figure that out. That's the next important point on the agenda.
It's the same thing for Father's Day. It's the last Sunday of June. Is Father's Day in June or is it July?
Oh gosh, I don't even know. I only know when it's Father's Day whenever Google reminds me like week before.
Anyway, it's the same rule for Father's Day, whenever that is. It's just mm-hmm. It's just summer, whatever. So we're here. Let's get back into some games. I think definitely the biggest news that I saw while I was away was some gameplay for Far Cry 6 and Horizon Forbidden West. Which one do you want to hit first? Do you want to hit? Let's hit Far Cry first, because I feel like I have a little bit less to talk about when it comes to that. So just like get that out of the way.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. What are your impressions? What do you say?
It's okay. That's it. Your turn. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. Like, I've never really been that into Far Cry, to be honest. I think that the premise of every Far Cry game with each additional one is more and more interesting. I really like the premise of that one that was like set like in the like rural part of America, and it was like this weird religious cult kind of thing. That was interesting premise. And then this current one is like kind of like a take on revolutionary Cuba kind of thing, which seems also interesting too. But I don't know, I'm just never super into those games. I wish they were third person. Like that sounds like it's like a weird nitpick, but the fact that it's first person just really kind of takes me out of it. It's also kind of weird to think about how the first Far Cry games are so different than what they are now, you know, like how they used to be like a guy stranded on an island and like he got like these like super animalistic powers because he was like tested on or something. I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah, but I remember the one Far Cry game I played all the way throughout. I think it was Far Cry 3. Which one was 4? Was 4 the Nepal one?
I think yes. No, that might have been 5. Maybe it was
okay. Far Cry 3 is the one that I played the like all the way through, right? And yeah, that one where you had like abilities on your arm and something. It's just like there was like an ability tree, and this is like the ultimate Ubisoft problem, right? You play one of the Far Cries, especially the recent ones, you play them all. Like, of course, it adds some like new gadgets, new guns, and obviously the setting is different, the premise is different, but the whole feel of it is the same, right? So if you really like the Far Cry environment, I mean, this is right up your alley. You know, this is like Ubisoft with this and like Assassin's Creed, they're just like, they're bread and butter, man. It's like, we keep pumping these out every year, every 2 years, we're good to go. Cause I mean, they're good. I don't think they're bad games, but obviously I have the same complaint you do. I just wish it was third person, which is hilarious. Cause in the trailer, there's like little bits when you're in third person, and like, it was like in the beginning of the trailer. So it kind of got me excited. I was like, wait a minute, is this their person? But then mm-hmm. like switch to like the combat and stuff. Like, oh no, never mind. It's still the same. Still first person.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. And the whole thing, it's kind of like an anthology series at this point. Like, they're not really all connected. And so, I don't know. It just kind of feels like they're playing it safe. Is that the kind of vibe? That's the kind of vibe I got from watching the gameplay and stuff like that. It just seems like it's safe. Like, if you like Far Cry, you'll enjoy it. You won't love it. You won't hate it. You'll enjoy it. And, you know, it's just another year, another Far Cry. I don't know. I'm being very pessimistic. And, like, I feel like we had the previous two episodes were also very down. So I'm trying to be more optimistic. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm just not a huge Far Cry fan.
Well, it's unfortunate. I feel like we're... It's like a disservice to the actual Far Cry fans that we're kind of down on this. Because I bet there's, like, some Far Cry fans out there just like, this looks amazing, you know? But, you know, unfortunately, that's just not us. I think... This is one of those games where it's like, if it's on sale for like $10, I'll buy it.
Like, and it will be in like 6 months for sure.
Yeah, you know. I think all Ubisoft games are.
All these like annualized games, they're always like super discounted. It's not like a knock on the game. So
yeah, I think I'm sure I'll play it eventually. I think I've played them all except for the one you just mentioned, the like Real War America one.
Mm-hmm.
I probably had something else to play at that point, but. Yeah, this one looks fun enough that I think I'd give it a try, but unlikely that I'd beat it. Because they're usually, like, pretty big games. They're big open world, lots of things to do. They're, like, it's very quest-based, so you can, like, take your time and do whatever you want. You can level up. So, there's things to do in this game, but it's just, for me, I'm not, like, super enthused about it because I feel like I've experienced it. And I've experienced it in, like, so many other games like it. That the one big thing that we don't like, you and I, is first person, is like, if this was third person, I'd be a lot more excited about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Even, I don't know, even like Ubisoft third person games like Assassin's Creed and Watch Dogs. Watch Dogs is Ubisoft, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, what is up with that company, man? Just like, their sequels and trilogies and their series of games are just like, so meh.
Yeah, I know. And
they're such a respected company, but for some reason.
And I get so hyped for them every time. I think every year I get hyped for the new Assassin's Creed game. And I always think this is going to be the one that gets me back into it. And then I buy it and I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Have you touched the last Assassin's Creed since we last talked about it like months ago?
No, I actually redownloaded it and started it up. And I literally loaded up the game. I ran probably about 20 feet and then closed the game. I haven't played since. So, although that game, I'm just waiting till I get a better TV to play it on. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, I did Immortal Phoenix Rising. That was a Ubisoft game that I loved. And that was them doing something different. Like, it was still a Ubisoft-esque of like a bunch of things to collect and stuff like that. But I mean, it was different. It wasn't another Assassin's Creed game. And I really enjoyed that. So I think they have the potential for sure to make new games. But I don't know. I guess just these annualized games, I'm kind of tired of.
It's hard because, you know, companies got to make their money. And when they have their bread and butter, it's like, let's go. What we got? You know? It's like, how much longer? It's one of those traps I'm scared that, like, Naughty Dog will fall into. Because, like, they kind of already have with Uncharted. I'm just scared that they don't fall into it with Last of Us. We're just like, let's just make a Last of Us game every single generation. I'm like, okay, eventually people are going to get bored of this, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
This is Far Cry 6. Six freaking games. That's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's like multiple a generation. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
Oh, yeah. If you're... Okay. Anyway,
yeah.
Far Cry.
Well, also, I speaking about Ubisoft real quick, have you heard the rumor lately that Ubisoft has their own sort of like subscription game pass kind of thing where... I think you pay like $10-$15 a month. You get a bunch of Ubisoft games to play.
Ugh.
And there's been some rumors that might get added into Xbox Game Pass.
Like EA Play. Goodness. Game Pass is making some moves, huh?
Yeah, that'd be crazy if that happened. I mean, I probably wouldn't get super into Far Cry, but at least try it if that were the case.
I think, dude, that is the beauty of Game Pass. Like, it just gives you a lot of things to just try, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it is great. It's a win-win for you because you're like, okay, low risk, try this game. And it's a big reward for the company because it's like, maybe they really like this game. We get more bodies in our games, essentially. So, yeah.
More people to potentially buy the DLC and stuff, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. At first, I was like, oh, my goodness. Yet another gaming subscription service. I'm sick of these things. We got Game Pass. We got EA. We got an EA Origin thing. We got the PlayStation Plus.
True. PlayStation Now.
Oh, yeah. PlayStation Now. That's another one, too. Oh, my goodness. It's, subscription services is the future, I guess. Like, everyone's going to have their own.
Yeah, there's also been rumors. Apparently, Netflix hired a game, video game executive, and they've been some rumors that Netflix may get into more like, you know, game streaming, whether that's actually like full-fledged AAA game streaming or just more of like the interactive stories that they have. Because, you know, they have like that one interactive story of Black Mirror. That's kind of like a game, you know, you can like choose your own adventure kind of thing.
Yeah. Was it Black Mirror?
That's some other like choose your own adventure stuff. So
Smash or whatever the heck it was
called. Yeah. Yeah. So nobody knows if it's going to be like actual games or just like these like little basic choose your own adventure kind of series. But I could see Netflix getting into game streaming too.
Yeah.
And that'd be huge if they did. So sorry, this is kind of a tangent, but all interesting.
The more people that get into the gaming industry, the better. We get more options. Yeah.
For sure.
But you mentioned, okay, so let's move on here. You mentioned a better TV. So I pulled up the Horizon Forbidden West trailer, and then I saw on the little corner, I was on my computer, I saw on the little corner, it says in 4K. I like instantly stopped it on my computer and just went over to my TV to watch the trailer in 4K. And oh my goodness, Frigum, this game looks beautiful.
I cannot wait.
I am stoked for this game. I think it's kind of a no-brainer for us to talk about Horizon because it was definitely both of our favorite games of the last generation. So, like, we even when we were hearing about PS5 and Horizon coming out for PS5, we were super excited about it. So this is like the first really big gameplay trailer we've seen for sure. It was at Sony's State of Play. When was this? A few days ago?
Last Thursday.
Okay, yeah, Thursday before Memorial Day, whenever that is. But yeah, so you've seen the video. Okay, so what are your first impressions? Hit me with first impressions.
Yeah, really cool. I feel like it didn't get me more excited because I was already super excited. It was just, you know, it just showed me what I wanted to see, that, you know, more Horizon. The game, the combat looked really cool. I loved that mechanic. That was in the first game too, but I feel like it was a bit more detailed in this game of shooting off pieces of the robots and being able to pick up the pieces off of them and creating weak points on them and all the extra gadgets. Like, she had like this like Mary Poppins umbrella that she could float the glider, down on and like a grappling hook too. So the combat looked really cool, but the thing that keeps kind of coming back to me is like what you said, the visuals. I was just watching on my 1080p monitor, but even then I could tell the detail in these models and the characters and stuff is so much better than PS4, which is crazy because the PS4 game isn't even really that old, you know?
Yeah.
So
I think the biggest thing. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm very excited to see how this game looks on the PS4 since I don't have a PS5. I saw a picture, some people were doing memes of like what this game is going to be like on the PS4, and it's just like a room with a bunch of fans on. So that's like, that's what your PS4 is going to sound like when it's playing this game. So I'm kind of worried what sacrifices I'll have to see for the PS4 version, but I'm excited they're putting on the PS4 at all. Like, you know, that's really cool. So I'll be able to play it, but yeah, it's gonna be sweet.
I'm not surprised it's gonna be a PS4. There's a little bit of controversy. Let's just go over that real quick. People are mad. I saw a couple of people on Twitter and stuff being mad that it was in 30 FPS and not 60 or even 120, because you know the PS5 can handle 120. FPS. And I think my argument for that is against that is consoles has never really been about high frames. It's really always been about high graphics. So I'm not surprised at all that it's in a lower frame rates than the console can handle, first of all. Second of all, it's one of the first big games of the generation. Like these games are never going to be pushing the limits of the console right off the bat. It's just not how the console generations have ever worked. So the fact that they probably really wanted to put it on PS4 from the jump, and the fact that it's so early in the console's, like, the new console's life cycle, yeah, there's no way it's going to be like 120 FPS, 4K, you know, it's just no way. Like, I did not mm-hmm. expect it to be that. I'm not surprised that is what it is. But with that, with the lower frames, what we have is these amazing graphics. Little caveat, though, I don't think there's ray tracing, which is strange. Because if you're going to bring the frames down to potentially 30 frames, like, where's the ray tracing? That's kind of crazy to me. Like,
that is very odd.
It's like, no ray tracing. I don't know. I looked at this video where it was doing, like, in-depth comparison between the PS4 and the PS5 version. The PS4 game, like, the not the Forbidden West game, like, the first game. And what we see in this trailer. And yeah, they said, like, when you look at the water and look at the reflections, ray tracing is really good with reflections. So, like, in mm-hmm. water and mirrors, you'll see a lot of detail in water and mirrors and stuff. So that's like the biggest telltale that ray tracing is on. I mean, that could be a lot of things. That could be that the game is not complete yet. That could be that they just turned it off for this demo. It could be a lot of things. So I'm not going to kill them for that yet.
Because, I mean, they didn't announce a release date, which is another big takeaway that I got from this, was that there was no release date, no release window, which to me says this game isn't coming out for a very long time.
This game, which was originally supposed to come out in 2021, is not likely to come out in 2021.
I'll be surprised it comes out. I think this game, at best, is a holiday 2022.
Holiday. I was thinking summer 2022. I wouldn't say
that'd
holiday.
Be great, too. I feel like if it was summer 2022, they at least say... The fact that they didn't even say 2022, though, you know, it's like, dang.
I mean, they didn't say 2022 because they've already said it's 2021. So the fact that they've said nothing could also be a good thing, right? Because if they were delaying it, because 2021, we're halfway through it. So if they really wanted to delay it, right now would have been the time. It would have been like, yeah, we got 6 months until the end of the year, so we're not going to make it. So 2022, right? So the fact that they're still sticking with 2021 is still okay news. It's bad news that we don't have an exact date.
I hope it comes out this year. That'd be great.
Oh, man. I hope so, too. I want something. I want, like, a really good game to play on PS5. And this, dude, I'm telling you, man, this game looks amazing in terms of graphics. So I'm really excited to see what that looks like. But diving deep back into, like, what's different between this game and the last, the biggest thing I saw, like you said, was the combat is a lot more fleshed out in terms of your gadgets. Like, it's still the same kind of like weapon wheel gadget thing. Freaking Batwoman running around with all mm-hmm. sorts of gadgets and stuff. And there's like new weapons apparently and new like abilities types apparently. Like, there's a lot going on in this trailer. And the basics of it are pretty much the same. You got a little bit of stealth. You can hack those robots like ride on them or help them fight and stuff like that. And like you said, when you're fighting the big robots, you can like shoot down their like their weak points and all that stuff. So there's still some hints of the old game in this, but it flows so much better. It just, obviously the graphics are way better and the visuals are way better. And my biggest takeaway in terms of visual is the faces. Like, in the first game, the faces were pretty much just freaking Barbie dolls with movie mouths. It was not anything to write home about, but the character models and the facial expressions of the characters is way improved. The environment mm-hmm. is way improved. There's like more environment destruction and movement. The lighting is way improved. Yeah, obviously, when it comes to visuals, this game is far and away better than the first one. So I'm looking forward to that for sure.
Yeah, me too. And I'm just like also looking forward to the story. I remember the story being so good for Horizon Zero Dawn. Yeah. So I'm very excited to see where it goes from here, you know, so.
Yeah, the story, it'd be interesting. Because after beating the first one, I didn't feel like there was going to be a second one. They closed it off pretty well. And, I mean, I guess you can always make a second story, you know. But mm-hmm. it didn't feel like they were going to. But, yeah, I mean, boy, am I glad they did. It's exciting. Dude, yeah, the grappling hook in this game looks so cool. I don't know what it is about the animation of it. I'm looking at it right now. It's just so smooth and just like moving as Aloy. And even the first one just felt so satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only other game that felt as satisfying when it comes to like motion and stuff was probably Spider-Man. It's like Spider-Man is probably like the best when it comes to just like moving around in the world just feels really good. And then I'd say this one is probably the second one.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said before, Horizon Zero Dawn is my favorite Sony exclusive, and so my hopes for this franchise is very high. I mean, like I said, I'm glad it's on PS4. If it was on PS5, I would probably have to figure out how else I'm getting a PS5. So, as people already know, it's very hard to do right now. So, yeah, I'm glad for that. And I guess only time will tell whether this game is going to be 2021 or 22 or 23. Hopefully not 23, but...
Oh, my. If it was 23, I would cry. That's crazy. 2 years? A two-year delay? That's crazy. No.
Yeah.
I think... Again, until they tell me otherwise, I'm expecting in 2021. You're very pessimistic when it comes to delays and stuff.
I am so... Dude, Sony's the worst about this, though. I don't know. I feel so burnt after PS4 is waiting for The Last of Us Part 2 and...
I mean, that was COVID, though. That wasn't really... I mean, a little bit was not COVID, but some of it was COVID.
For Last of Us Part 2?
Yeah. It came out... It was supposed to come out, like, the first February of the pandemic.
I'm thinking of Uncharted. Uncharted 4. I feel like they announced Uncharted 4, like a trailer for it at like one of the PlayStation PS4 like launch E3s, and like I don't know, just kept getting pushed. And obviously, the part that was just Amy Hennig leaving the team, and then the Last of Us Part 2 team had to come on and become like the creative leads for it and stuff. So there were problems there, but I don't know. It's just until I get a release date. And also because Greg Miller from Game Over, from Kind of Funny, he's also very hesitant about 2021. He thinks this is like a 23-22 game.
23?
That makes me worried too, because he knows his stuff. But you're right. They haven't announced anything yet. Technically, it could still come out this year.
I mean, just look at this is a very fleshed out gameplay trailer. Like, very fleshed out. I don't know how much more of the game they got left.
Yeah.
This is great. I mean, we're looking at full gameplay, full dialogue boxes, cutscenes. Yeah, I don't know. What else is there?
I don't know. I mean, it could just be a vertical slice of a certain level they have completed.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they have all the systems done, but I don't know. I'm not a game developer, but...
You need to get into Dino.
When Greg Miller worries, I worry. I guess that's what I'm saying.
I think... when was the last time? I would say probably... Ghost of Tsushima was probably the last game that I saw like a really fleshed out trailer, mm-hmm. and then the game took like 2 years to come out.
Yeah,
but that one didn't even give us a window
for a while too. Yeah, that's true.
They didn't even give you a window. It was just like, hey, here's this game we're working on. It's like, okay, thanks.
That was still kind of crazy. I mean, the same company that made Spider-Man, right? Insomniac, did they make or no Sucker Punch? Sucker Punch. They made. Yeah. Okay, so before that game, they made. What was it?
What, the Infamous games or something?
Infamous games. So I guess it had been a while since they came out the new game. So yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Any hopes and desires from this game?
You know, weirdly enough, things I would love, but would never happen. I would love for a multiplayer mode to be out of the game to do campaign multiplayer.
That's impossible.
Yeah, that would never happen. I don't know. I think the couple things I wanted them to fix from the first game. I want to be able to fast teleport to places that having to build those freaking those mats. Remember, you had to buy something.
You had to buy some sort of item or something.
Yeah, that was annoying. And if you didn't have, you had to traverse. It wasn't just like these like nice clear paths. Like there was so many enemies everywhere. You had to like it was such a pain. Yeah, so I would like that to be fixed. And I would also like to be able to just do the main storyline without having to do any side quests. I remember for the most part that was true, but I did have to put down the difficulty to like casual because I was just doing main story stuff. And because of that, I wasn't technically high enough level to do the end game stuff. So that's kind of annoying. I don't know. Little things like that I like to be fixed. I say fixed, but that last one's more of a personal preference. So we'll see what they do.
I don't really have any big complaints from the first one, to be honest. I think the traversing thing is definitely one that I kind of agree with, because like you said, there are a lot of enemies, so it's annoying in the early game, man, because the world doesn't really scale with you. If you go somewhere that you're not supposed to be, there's gonna be higher level enemies and they're gonna kick your ass. So yeah, I definitely took my time with the first one, though. I did a lot of side quests. I think the side quests could be better. That's one. There you go. The side quests could be better. The side quests were pretty meh, pretty forgettable. All the characters, like, they're their dialogue boxes were pretty bad and just, like, straightforward. Yeah, so a little bit better job on the side quest would be nice, because especially if it's something that you kind of have to do to play the game at its utmost.
Yeah.
And let me think here. Yeah, I don't have any huge complaints from the first one. I think they've just did better. Really, it looks like they just did better on everything. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be cool to see what new weapons and like new ways to fight that they added. And yeah, Horizon, man. Here we go.
Yep. Big game coming up.
Big game. It's the first, maybe next time we'll hear about God of War. I feel like Horizon and God of War are very similar in terms of like the world and like the way the game works. As in, like, you got these little side quests that you can just run around and do, and then there's also like, you know, main storyline stuff, obviously. And then you can like level yourself up.
Ragnarok will be a fun game too. I think that's also be on PS4 as well. Are you gonna play Ratchet and Clank? That's a PS5 only game.
No.
Okay. I think I asked you that last time. So
yeah,
I think we're both on the same page. So we'll both be able to play Ragnarok and Zero Dawn, and we'll be able to give all you listeners our takes and reviews on them whenever we do.
Yeah. We're going to start with the first impressions, obviously. First couple hours, and then we'll give you full reviews.
I figured, you know, we just play a couple hours of the game, then just review it.
Full review, you know? Give us your number.
Yeah.
This was a strong C. I played for 2 hours.
The game makes me feel like a Horizon Zero Dawn.
I know, it just makes you feel stuck, really. That's why I don't give it a B. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's all we got. We can call it early. I'm still in my post-vacation blues, so I'm going to go sit on the couch and watch TV. All right,
or everyone. You can play some Overwatch, you know.
I'm not playing Overwatch. I'm happy that you're happy playing Overwatch, Brigham. I got a war.
Burning Crusade Classics coming out tonight as well. That's another option.
That sounds even worse. what's it called? I got a Warzone win today. And that means my gaming achievements for the day is done. It's over. I got to go to bed in like 3 hours to wake up at 5 a.m. tomorrow. So, you know.
Oof. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone. This has been Basement Gaming. Obviously, if you like the show, please give us a follow on your podcast listening app of choice. Share the show with your friends, your family, and any gamer people you might know out there. And come back next time.
Peace.